Okay, Yashikar, this is the Yad Nishmai. Today's daf is daf Dalid. Now to really jump in on daf Dalid, Amral, of course, in Beitza, I think you need to go back into Gimel and Beis and to remind ourselves about the halach of Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv, that we had a brisa that said that if there was a suffix, the halach is that it's asr. So the question is, why exactly Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv is it going to be asr? So one of the cases of suffix is a case of taruva, so where you have a mixture of the beitzim. And there, the Gemara suggests, about halfway through Gimel Amud Beis, first word online is Beruva, there the Gemara suggests, V'chitema beitza chashuva v'lo betela. But the Gemara suggests that a beitza is considered a dover chashuv. This is a very, very important rule in Isser V'heter. We have many, many examples where something being chashuv is not bottle. For example, we have chaticha v'riel iskabe. Another example is a dover shebeminyan. And that's going to be our discussion over here, is dover shebeminyan, something that's counted whether it's bottle or not. So the Gemara says, again, going back, according to Manda Amar that says that anything that it's normal to be counted, even though it's not always counted, but it's normal, darka limno sheninu, then it's chashuv, and it's not bottle. But there's another mandamar, elamandam eshedarka limno sheninu, something that is always counted, ma'ikal meimar. Now an egg, at times, is counted, at times it's also weighed, so when it's sold. So the Gemara is saying, if we're going to say the opinion says kol shadarko limnos, so then in such a case, an egg sometimes is counted, it's sold per number, and therefore at a moment it's a davar shebeminyan, so in such a case it's not going to be bottled. But if it's eshadarko limnos, then that doesn't apply to an egg. So ma'ikul meima, it's not. Now the Gemara gives us a lot of background into this discussion of eshadarko limnos and kol shadarko limnos. We learned in the Mishnah, Misha Hayilo Chavit Tilson Shel Klai Kerem. Klai Kerem is only a bottle in 200. So if you have a Chavit Tilson of Klai Kerem, Yidluku, it has to be destroyed. Nisarvu Bacheros, 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 Kulan Yidluku. Because it's not bottle, it has to be destroyed. The Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim Yalu Ba'achas Umasayim. V'chachamim say it's bottle in 200 plus 1. In other words, plus 1 being itself. So the sheet of the Chachamim is that it's going to be bottle. The sheet of the Meir is that it's not going to be bottle. What's going to be behind the Machlaikis? Show you Rabbi Meir Omer. Eshedarko limnois mikadesh. That which is always counted, then that is going to be bottle. The Chachamim ain't a mikadesh elashishat rambovad. But the Chachamim say, no, that it's going to be subject to bittel, even things that are in general, except for six particular things. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiller. Rabbi Kiva agrees with the Chachamim, and he just qualifies and says that there's seven. Ve'elu ha'ein, and these are the seven of them. Akuze perach, a type of nut. Rugmin and badin. Ve'chavio stumos, enclosed barrels. Ramonim are, of course, pomegranates. Ve'chavili tardin, that's a type of vegetable. Ve'kilche krub, and cabbage. Udlas yivonis, and gourd. Rabbi Kiva Moisif afkikar shel balabais. So also kikar shel balabais are also not going to bottle. Haroi la arla, haroi the klai kerem, and whatever is roi for arla, that's going to be subject to dini arla. Whatever is subject to klai kerem is going to be subject to klai kerem. We're mentioning all this for the punchline. The itmar ala, and on this we learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar eshedar kolimno sheninu. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the shita that says that Rabbi Meir shita is based on the idea of eshedarko limnos. Those things, if you take a look at Rashi, spells out eshedarko limnos. Rashi points out that eshedarko limnos is those things that are always counted. Rashi in elamandam eshedarko. The mashma es amiyucha lekach she'ein adam moichrei ba'omen. It's never sold in estimation. It's always sold as a item per number. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, Reb Shimon Lakish says, Kol Shadarka Limno Sheninu. So we look at Kol Shadarka Limno. So now the Gemara analyzes. Hani for the Reb Shimon Lakish. So then it works well in regards to Reb Shimon Lakish back to our Sugya Beitza. If the halacha is that the reason why the Beitza is not going to be bottle is because it's something that is not subject to bittel, that makes sense. If I hold Kol Shadarka Limno, if at times it's sold by number, it's automatically not batal. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, we just learned, that said, Heshadar Kalimnos, Ma'ikil Amnemer, what's he going to say? Amar of Papa, Haitana, Tana, Delitra Ktsiosu. We're going to follow the Shita who holds Litra Ktsios. Litra Ktsios, the Omar called over Shemina, feeling with the Rabbanon, Lo Batal, Lakosh Kenga Raisa. He holds not only those things that are only counted, those things that are sometimes counted, like an egg, he holds is not going to be batal. Now again, we're going to go off on a tangent of mentioning another discussion of bittul in regards to truma, disnat. We learned in a Mishnah, litra tzios, that's a half a lug, litra is a weight, a half a lug of dried figs, shadarsal pia eagle. The eagle was used to flatten the figs, so that it would be, it had been dores, but notice they were using it to smash and flatten figs. Now we know that there was one fig, group of figs that were of truma, and we're not sure which one it is. So al pi chavis, it's sitting on top of the barrels. And you don't know which barrel has the truma. Similarly, al pi kaveres, it's sitting on a kaveres. Kaveres is referred to sometimes as a hive. It was a different type of receptacle. Venia de Beza Kaveris Darsa, Rabbi Meir Oymer. So Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, the Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, Reynes al Yonis Kilahim Prudos. You look at the top ones as if they're separate. Vatachtonos Malos es al Yonis. And it could be Mavatal, the lower ones. Notice you could be Mavatal. Rabbi Yeshua Oymer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Im Yesha Mea Pumin Yalu. He says, no, you can't combine the lower ones with the topper ones. Pumin means the top. He says, if there's 100 on top, and those you have many different figs all sitting on top, so then in such a case, then it's going to be batal. Yalu will be batal. Vimla, but if not, hapumin asurin vahashulayim mutarin. Then the top is going to be asur, but the bottom is going to be mutar. The sides are going to be mutar. Because the shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that in this case, we look at the tops and the bottoms and the sides as being separate. So the tops are going to be also the bottoms are going to be mutar. Yehuda under Lezraimir, im yesha mea pumin yalu, that if it has 100 of the tops, it's going to be mutar. V'mlav apurin hapumin asurin v'ashulayim mutarin. Rabbi Shulaimir, afilu yesham sholosh meas pumin lo yalu, you can't have bittul. Why? Drasa b'ego v'ene yodea b'ezel eze eagle darsa divrei akol yalu. Everybody agrees. If, however, if it was all mixed up together, then in such a case, it's going to be batal. So Gemara says, Divrei HaKol, that's according to everybody, Hainu Pliktayu, didn't we learn that this is a machloikis? Amar Papa Hachika Amar, Darsa B'Igul, if it was flattened by this masher, Ve'en Yodea Be'ezem Makom, Agul Darsa, Yilatzvon Aladroma, Divrei HaKol, Yalu. In the case of where you're just simply not sure where it is, so then in such cases it's batal. It's not going to be a case in where it's separated, where you have some on top and some on the bottom. But rather, we're talking about a case where you're just not sure whether it's on the south or the north. We're not dealing with anything on top. So then in such a case, it's not going to be batal. Now, in our braisa, what came out is when Rabbi Yehuda was quoting the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. He had said, "Afilu yesham shalosh meos pumin lo yalu." He said, "Even if you have 300 on top, it's not going to be batal." So why did he say that if there's 300 on top, it's not going to be batal? The answer is he holds that's not subject to bittul. So he holds the figs are not subject to bittul. Why are the figs not subject to bittul? Why is it not batal berov? Normally, 1 in 100 for truma is enough. The answer is because it's davar shadarko limnos. Since it's davar shadarko limnos, so in such a case, it's not going to be batal. If, however, you're following other shitas, the shitas that say it is batal, so then we learned that it was just a question of it's some in the north or some in the south, and you're not sure which one's in the north, if the was in the north or not, so in such a case, it would be batal. So what do you see? The shita who says that it is batal holds that kol shadarko limnos would be subject to bittul. Why? The shita who says that it isn't batal holds that kol shadarko limnos is also not batal. Okay, so we just showed that this complicated discussion in trumas is also a machlokes tanoim of kol shadarko limnos. Now we start a new gemara. The Gemara now goes back to what we had asked on Daf Gimel on the base in regards to a beitza that we learned the suffix is that it's usr. So why is it that beitza suffix is usr? Ravashi Amar Olam suffix yomtiv suffix chol have a davar sheish lamatirin. No, the suffix over here is davar sheish lamatirin. Chol davar sheish lamatirin afilu be'elef lo batal. Now here we have a big machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. Why exactly we say davar sheish lamatirin is not going to be bottled. Rashi famously says, "Achi yochlenu beheter, beiser yochlenu beheter." That if why eat it when it's usher? Just wait till tomorrow, then eat it beheter. That's the shita of Rashi. The Ran in the Nedarim says that when it comes to bittel, the way in which bittel works is you have iser and you have heter, and the iser is nullified by the heter because the heter is an entirely different thing, and it makes the Isser disappear into the Heter. But what if the Isser really isn't Usser? The Isser is going to be Mutter tomorrow. So you don't have a real contrast, writes the Ran. So then in such a case, it's not going to be Batel. So here you have two famous explanations of the Rishonim. So this is Rav Ashi's famous teretz of Darvish Sheish Matirin. Interestingly, we're going to come back to Darvish Sheish Matirin on the next daf as well. Tanya, the Gemara continues. Acherim Omer Mishum Rav Eliezer. Another sheet in regards to a beitza. Now we go to a new topic, or go back to our original topic in Mishnah. What about beitza shenol dov yomtiv? So Rabbi Eliezer's sheet was not like our Mishnah. They had sheetos that aser. Rabbi Eliezer says beitza tayochel, you allowed to eat it vi'ima with its mother. So Gemara wants to understand what does that mean. B'mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema b'tarnigos homedes lachila. If we're talking about a chicken that you was subject to eat. In other words, that the chicken was bred to be eaten. So pshita, tihivi ima sharia. That's what we had discussed earlier in the Masechta, and that we said that the only time the beitza is going to be usur is if the beitza wasn't muchan. But if the mother was already muchan to eat, so then the beitza is also muchan to eat. So then it's pshita, for sure it's mutter. Ela b'tarnigos omedes legado beitzin. But we're talking about, when we were machmir earlier in the Masechta, we were talking about a chicken that is there to give off eggs. Hivin im asur, so the mother is muktzah on yantif, and the egg is asur on yantif. Amar Rabbi Zeira, te'ochel agav ima. No, Rabbi Zeira said, te'ochel agav ima, that you could eat it. Why would it be that according to Rabbi Zeira, you could eat it? In other words, he means agav ima, along with the mother. In that case would be, in a case of where the chicken is mutter to eat, so then you're allowed to eat the egg. So what does that mean? So mamanushach, either we're talking about targolos al medes legadol beitzim, or we're talking about targolos al medes achila. So how did we prove anything over here? So Gemara says, hey chidami, what are we talking about? Amar abaye kigoyin chashalok chastam. What Reb Zeira means is you bought a chicken, you never spelled out. So nishchita, if you slaughter it, huvrar, then becomes clear to lachila medes, and the beitz is going to be mutter. Loi nishchita, but if you didn't shecht it, huvrar de legadol beitzim al medes, then it becomes clear that you bought it for legado beitzim, and therefore it's going to be aser. Now Rav Mari is quite a chiddush, an entirely different shot. Rav Mari Yomer Guzma Ktani. Rav Mari says that this was an expression that was being used. Even though Rabbi Eliezer said that according to the halacha is that the beitz is mutter, like the shita, the chuyah that we've seen up until now, like Beishamai, what he meant was a guzma. What does he mean? What does that mean? Disanya. It's similar to the following idea in a brisa. Acher ma'omrim mishum Rabbi Eliezer, beitza teachal hivi ima, that you could eat both the beitza and the mother. Ve'fryach u'klipaso, and you could eat the chick and its klipa. Now we're going to have a discussion on the vav and the beis. How do you look at a chick that's still inside of the egg? Whether the chick is considered a sheretz? Okay, that's going to be a sugya in the vav and the beis. So what does it mean in that sugya, my klipasai? What does it mean that you could eat the chick with its egg? Ilema klipa manish, klipa basachilai, ela efrayach biklipasai. But rather, this is a reference to this sugya of eating the frolach when it's still in the egg. That why? Ad kan lo pligi rabbanu la de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the one who says that's considered a sheretz. But the rabbanan say it's not considered a sheretz. Ela hecha di yotza lavira olam. The only time the rabbanan say it's not considered a sheretz is if the chick has gone out to avira olam, even though it hasn't opened its eyes. Avul hecha de lo yotza lavira olam kule lo pligi. Then there isn't the machlokis, ela, but rather what is the kavana of the braisa? Efroach kliposo guzma. So therefore, when the braisa said efroach kliposo, it was an expression. It was trying to explain that the froach is usr, just like the klipa. When it's in the klipa, it's for sure usr. So hachinami, here too, te'achal hivi'ima, when saying you can eat it with its mother, it's an expression as well, dahainu, that if you can eat its mother, then the halacha is that's mutter. But if you can't eat its mother, then einachanami, the beitza is going to be aser. So it's not really a radical new shita. It's really repeating a lot of what we had assumed up until now. Okay, so there's no big chiddush over here in terms of la halacha. We have the same achleikus between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in regards to the beitza. And now we go on to a very important and famous sugya. The Gemara says, "Itmar Shabbos v'yomtiv." If you have Shabbos, which is followed by yomtiv, Rav Omar Nolda Bazeh Vasur Bazeh. If it's laid on Shabbos, it's going to be Asur v'yomtiv. Rav Yechon Omar Nolda Bazeh Muteres Bazeh. That it's laid on Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter on yomtiv. What's that machlokes? So the Gemara speculates, "Name of Kasav Rav Kedusha Achasi." The Rav holds that we view these 2 days as Kedusha Achas. That since you have one Kedusha going into the other, so then in such a case, Kedusha Achas.
But aren't they totally different? Shabbos.
Even despite the fact that Shabbos and Yom Tov are entirely different. That's what Rashi is clearly bothered by your point, Dovi. Rashi on the last narrow line says, Kedusha Achasi, Harei Hein Ki Yom Echad Aruch. That since you have Shabbos going into Yom Tov, so we view it as one holy day. Even though the Kedushas are different, that's going to be Gufa the Machlokas, but since it one goes into the other, so then in such a case we consider it Kedusha Achas. Says the Gemara, because Rav really holds Kedusha Achas, well, Amar Rav, but didn't Rav say, Halacha Karbo Zakenim V'alibar de Rabbi Eliezer? We follow the four Zakenim and Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar that says Shte Kedusha is saying. So, Dovi, you're right. We paskin the Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different Kedushas. So how could it be that the halacha is that it's going to be aser? It's 2 different days. It's 2 different kedushas. And if it's 2 different days and 2 different kedushas, so the beitza is aser on the day that it was born, but shouldn't be aser on the next day. Ella suggests the Gemara hacha b'achana de rabba kamifli. Rather, they're arguing about the rule of achana de rabba on that day's amabez. Rab isle achana de rabba. Reb Yochanan lesle achana de rabba. Kitanoi, as we learned in the Brisa, Nolda b'Shabbos teyachol b'yomtiv, b'yomtiv teyachol b'Shabbos. No problem eating from one day to the next. Reb Yehuda Rishum Reb Eliezer Adayin Himachlagish b'Shabbos teyachol b'Sim lo teyachol. Why? Must be because of Achana de Rabba. Rashi repeats again. We had Achana de Rabba earlier, and Rashi explains that the halacha is on second wide line. The Amar Achana b'Day Shemayim Mitzra b'yomtiv l'Shabbos. If something was prepared by Shemayim, then it's going to be usher from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The suit, and right here, there's a very important punchline in Rashi over here. There's a very, very important line. Daf Beis, it's not necessarily as clear. The Su'uda Shabbos boy has manim yom chol mitzeres hakasvi. You need to prepare. The din of Achana de Rabba is that you can't have it that it was a meal that was prepared except by you. It can't be that it was prepared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be, some Achronim explain, that this din of Achana de Rabba is really an extension of the din of Muktzah itself. The whole concept of Muktzah is that you're supposed to have something prepared beforehand, and you're not supposed to be making it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So really, the din of Achana de Rabba is a super Muktzah, and that is, you're supposed to prepare your meal already Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And that's the general rule of Muktzah itself. Muktzah is all about the idea of having those things that you need for Shabbos or Yom Tov to have them prepared beforehand. It's a particular way of explaining Muktzah, but might be a very interesting way of explaining it. Okay, so Rab Yisrael Achan de Rabba, Rab Yochanan Lesley Achan de Rabba, as we saw in that Machlokis Tanoim. Now the Gemara continues. Ushbizaikne de Rav Adabarava, the host of Rav Adabarava, Havale Hanaf Beitzim Yontiv L'Shabbos. He had eggs that were laid on Shabbos that went into Yontiv. Asla Kameh, Amalei Mailat Vinu Eidna, can I fry them today, Vinoflinu L'Machar, and eat them tomorrow? Amalei Maidaitach, what do you think? Rav Rabbi Yochanan, I love Rabbi Yochanan. That in general we learned, this is Machlokis, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nolda Buzer Luteris is that. And we generally, when there's Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan, follow Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan loy kashari. He tells the host, he says, the only time Rabbi Yochanan was matir, elagoma lamachar, only on the next day to swallow it, to eat it. Avol b'yoyne loy, but you wanted to fry it today, it's for sure muktzah today. So on the one hand, he passed him like Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, he said that the halacha is that's only going to be mutter tomorrow. Vatanya, and that's what we learned in Braisa. Here, Vatanya is not, Rashi explains, it's not a kasha, but it's binichusa or raya. Vatanya, achas beitz shenol de b'shavs, achas beitz shenol de b'yomtiv, ein metaltan osa lo lechas bo saklu bo osvach bo karimita. You can't be metaltal with it on Shabbos yomtiv. But the next day, ein echanami is going to be mutter. The Gemara continues four lines from the bottom. Shvisichina the Rav Papa, Vamila Hu Gavra, Dasei Kamei the Rav Papa. Some say it was a host, some say it was someone who came in front of the Rav Papa. Havilu Hanef Beitz Mishabs Yantas, similar case, he had eggs going from Shabbos to Yantas. Asa Kamei, Amelie Malach Menil Machar, he asked him what's halacha to eat it tomorrow. Amelie, Zilla Idna Vitala Machar. He said, don't ask me the Shaila today, come back tomorrow. Why? He explained. The Rav, because Rav himself, lo muki amora la miyomtif l'chavre, he would not say shir on yomtif. Was la chavre means to his friends. He wouldn't say shir on yomtif after the suda until the next day. Why? Mishum shichros. Because there's a mitzvah to drink wine on yomtif, and you're not allowed to say shir on yomtif. Rav Shechter once told us that there was once an event with some philanthropist, lunchtime, and they were serving wine. So Rav Parnas took the wine and drank the wine. He said, I can drink the wine, Rav Shechter can't drink the wine. Because in my shir, I don't pass in shaylus. But Rav Shechter in his shir pass in shaylus. So he can't drink the wine. The halacha is that you're not allowed to drink a revius wine and pass in a shaylus. So he told him that not only that, you're not allowed to say a shir. So from here you see that Rav used to say halacha lemaisa shir, not simple iyun shim. Okay, Kiyasa Lamachri came the next day. Amarle, Aichu Ahashtu Ishtaloy. He said, I'm glad that you came today, because if not, I would have forgotten. Ishtaloy, I would have forgotten the halacha. What was he referring to? Va'amrilach, I would have said, incorrectly, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said that when you have machlokas Rav Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. But here, Ha'amar Rava taught us, Hilchas HaKavase de Rav Bahani Tlas, that we paskin like Rav, not like Rabbi Yochanan in three Shailas. In other words, Maseches Beitzah is an exception to the rule. In general, the rule is Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. But here, we're going to have a list of examples where the tradition is to follow Shita of Rav and not Rabbi Yochanan. What are these three cases? Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. The three cases, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. And this is one of them. That here we follow Rav, that Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, there will be Usher to eat it. What are the other two cases? So if you take a look, Rashi spells out, we're about to have them on the rest on the bottom of our Amud. Well, let's see all three of them. In Rashi, Ilchas Kavas the Rav behind the class, Shamar Le'inim Beitz Azum Mishabbos V'yomtif, that he's Machner, Ulkamei B'shnam Yom Tom Shel Golios Nechlik L'Hakel, there he's Mekel on 2 days of Golios, V'ashlishi B'shnei Yom Tom Shel Rosh Hashanah. It works out beautifully as we go towards Rosh Hashanah. Dafyomi is going to be talking about how to look at the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So there, Rav says that we look at it as Kedusha Achas, and therefore you're going to have to be Machmir. Real, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a tap on the shoulder. Amar Rav Yochanan, Eitzam Shenishu Bidet Minadekel B'Shas. Now we get into another Gishmaka discussion in regards to Taruvas on Yontif, which also has a lot of Halacha L'maisa implications. If you have wood that falls from a palm tree on Shabbos, it's prohibited to use it because it's muktzah. And don't bring a raya for me that the beitza is mutter. My time, ma beitza, mishum de beyoma na michazi legoma. The beitza, you could eat it on that day. V'lo kasharila ad lemachar. But it's not going to be permissible until the next day. May the yada the basiyom asura. And everybody knows that on the day it's late, it's asur. The next day it's mutter. Eitzin, but when it comes to wood, the lo chazal yome, it's not, you can't use it on that day. Yisharu l'machar, if you're going to use it the next day, aslan meimar biyomei nam yishari, that people are going to think that on that day it's mutter. Ve'etmo mishum shabbesu d'lo chazal azaka. But when it came to the wood, the reason why they couldn't use it was because it was Shabbos and you weren't able to use it for firewood. In other words, when it comes to the egg, everybody's going to have clear, it's going to be clear for them, the halacha, and they're going to know that on that day it's mutter on Shabbos. On Shabbos it was asur, but on Yom Tov it was mutter. When it comes to the wood, they're going to think that even on the first day it's mutter. You couldn't use it on Shabbos. That was only because on Shabbos it's not roi for firewood. And therefore people are going to make a mistake and think that wood that falls off on Shabbos is going to be mutter. So therefore when it comes to wood, it's asur on both days. Amar of Masna, Eitzim Shinashu Minadekel, if you have wood that falls off of the palm tree, L'toch HaTanur B'yomtif, and it falls into a oven. Why did it say that it fell into the tanur? Because you couldn't move it into the tanur. It has to be that it fell into the tanur, because it's muktzah. But it fell into the tanur in Yomtif. Now, we have an interesting shayla. This is the shayla that I was referring to, Allah Chalmaisa. Mar Baleim Eitzim Uchanim, you could add wood that's prepared, Umasikon, and heat it up. You're allowed to use it. In other words, even though the wood is mukza, the wood that fell off the tree, but you're allowed to be mevatel the wood with other wood that wasn't mukza and use it on yamav. So the Gemara first has a technical question. But how can you use it? You're going to end up touching wood that's mukza. Kivan the ruba de atera, and you know, ki kama. So you look at the taruvas as one big taruvas, and therefore when you're mixing it, you're mixing something that's rov heter. So far so good, Rabosai. You had wood that was mukta, it was a minority. You're allowed to add more heter wood and use it. And here the Gemara asks an important Yoredeya question. Asks the Gemara, v'akamevatel iser lechatchila. But how can you add heter wood? It's aser, there's an iser derabanan to be mevatel iser lechatchila. So the classic case would be that if you have pork that's mixed up with kosher meat, 50% pork and 50% kosher meat, so you're allowed to add more kosher meat. Well, let's rephrase it. The question is whether you'd be allowed to add kosher meat to be mevatel. So the answer is no, you're not allowed to. Because of a din d'rabbanan, the pashrus is a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa, of ein mevatlin isa lechatchila. So the Gemara says, same thing over here, you have mokza, that you have wood that is kosher, quote unquote. So in such a case, you're being mevatel the isa lechatchila. Says Gemara, hani mili bidoraisa, avul midrabbanan mevatlin. That is minatayra, but midrabbanan, you're allowed to be mevatel. So this is a question of whether this is halach l'maisa, because this comes up all the time. A lot of the shilas of the kashrus organizations are shilas of derabbanans, not the oraisa. So could you, a very simple solution would be to be mevatel isure derabbanan. So Taisis points out that there's really a stiras hasugis. Taisis, let's do this Taisis. Utnane mevatel isachatchila. So Taisis points out, wait a second. Va'afagavim the oraisa tshuchat betrei batel. Hainu heichad marvim meila. Avol marvinu biyadayim luftulei aser. Tosis points out that what we mean here is to mix it up with your hands. Disnan, bitrumas, saw shall trumas nafla totisha matisha shalfulin, bechazo nafla sokhan saw shalfulin, ribalan bishayg mutter mazid asr. So the source of it is the Mishnah Trumas that says that you can't be mevatel b'mezid. Dei mevatel is mechatchila. Umishani, and that's why our Gemara's answer is, hainu deraisa deram mevatel. Umisham hachi, hepila asr. If you throw it in, it's asr. Dei mevatel is mechatchila. Aval hacha lo amrin hachi. The shapim vatlan is lechatchila. Here it's going to be fine because this is the rabban. So far, all Tosis was doing is just giving the background and summarizing our Gemara. Then Tosis asked, but wait a second, of all places, on Dav Gimel and the Beis, we learned the Gemara that seemed to contradict it. Vim tomer le'il, gabi igul, da'avi truma d'rabban, Yosef alov mevatel. That the halacha is that when it comes to the eagle of truma, so we said Yosef of alov umevatel, that you're allowed to be mevatel. V'yeish lomar, da'od amrinu b'd'rabban mevatlan. We should say, very good, that over there, the halach, we said that the eagles, the agal of Tevela is aser. Why don't we say that you add to be mevatel? And Tosis is pointing out that shayla is a shayla of derabbanan. V'yesh lomer, says Tosis, the hada amar midrabbanan mevatel, hainu bedomer shi korei midrabbanan. going muksa the ikari ain't a limit rabban. Avodavar she ikari midaraisa going truma. The ikashum davar daraisa going dogdom with tirish v'yitza. So Tyson says as follows: when you have truma, which its source is daraisa, in other words, when it comes to grapes, grapes are chayv midaraisa. Apples are only chayv midrabbanan. So something that has a shoresh that's daraisa, then we'll say ein levatan islechatchila across the board, even when it's a derabbanan. The only time that we're going to say that on a derabbanan, we'll say yesh levatal islechatchila. That's only something that shoresh is only in a derabbanan. So, for example, basarof bechalav. If there is bittel by basarof bechalav, we would say ein levatan islechatchila because of the din that needs a shoresh. Shorish, that's only the rabban. Once the shorish derais, that's going to be a problem. So many cases in ilfa kashrus, we're going to get stuck. Not all. Every once in a while, you'll have cases like a bishul aklam and other instances where the shorish itself is the rabbanan. Then in such a case, there might be a din that you'd be able to vatel chatchila. Okay. Period. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says ule Ravashi. We just learned Ravashi and Dalet Amid Aleph. Rav Ashi said, "The Amar called a sheish matirin afil b'derabbanan lo batal. If it's a davar sheish matirin to come mutter tomorrow, so in such a case it's not batal. Ma'ik kol memory, you're going to be stuck." So answers the Gemara, "Hani mili hechad yisura lebeinik. Avol mikla kala yisura. That's only if the isur is going to stick around. But here the isur by the wood is going to get burnt, and since the isur by the wood is going to get burnt, so then in such a case, then he would be mikla because it's not a davar sheish matirin." According to Rashi's chat, it's beautiful. Because what did Rashi teach us? That the whole reason we don't say davar sheish l'matirin is asur, because why have it today if it's going to become mutter tomorrow? But something that's going to be destroyed by tomorrow, so then you don't have that whole svara. The whole svara is not going to apply. Now, there are some rishonim that paskin, in this Gemara, that not only does the din of davar sheish l'matirin dafka by mikla kala yisura apply, but even the din of ein mevatlan isalachatchila. So the carbon nesam, this is a machlokes between the Rajba and the Ra'ah in his Sefer Torah Habayis, and the carbon nesam points out that there are two ways to read the Gemara. You could read that the Gemara is saying hani midli hecha the isul yisura beine hafa mikla kala yisura is not only answering the question of davar sheish l'matirin, it's also going back on the question of ein mevatlan isalachatchila. So this is a big question of whether even the Gemara's answer that Eim Evatlin Issachatchil does not apply to the Rabbanans, which Tosas said are the Rabbanans who don't have a Shorish Daraisa, whether that's correct. There is a sheet of the Ra'ah that says only by a Davar Miklin Kali that we would say that it would be Mevatlin Isser L'chatchil. That's a view in the Rishonim. Many Paskin Lekula on that question. Weiter, Rabbi Yom, you start asking.
I don't understand that Pesha, but if it's only Miklin Kali over here, it's only Miklin Kali if you're not
Masik,
then it wouldn't be around tomorrow.
Ain't a chanami. But the point is that if I want to use it, I want to use it today, right?
Yeah.
Right. So there you have something. I see what you're saying.
Isn't the only way to use it after a straight photo?
Right, it's a davar sheish l'matir. I'm a kabbal your point. What's that?
It fell in.
No, the shayla.
Well, it shows when it fell into a burning fire.
It's already burning.
No, it's not burning. Pashas says that it's not burning yet. Right. Yes. I'm a kabbal your point. Okay, the next topic. Itmar, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios. If you have 2 days of Golios. Okay, so what do we mean by that? We mean, of course, let's say Yom Tov of Sukkot, and then you have what we call a second day Yom Tov. So Rav Amar Nolda B'Zeh Muteres B'Zeh. Rav says that if it's late on one day, it's Asur on the next day. Rav Asi Amar Nolda B'Zeh Asur B'Zeh. Lema Kasari Rav Asi Kedusha Achasi. Rav Asi ultimately view it as one Kedusha. As Gemara, really, Rav Asi held as one Kedusha. Rav Asi was really radical in terms of how he understood Yom Tov Sheni. For Rav Asi, Mivdol b'Yom Tov l'Chavrit. Rav Asi would actually make Havdalah between the first day of Yom Tov and the second day of Yom Tov. Says Gemara, Rav Asi Sfukim Isafkalei, V'Avid Hachal Chumra V'Hachal Chumra. He went L'Chumra in both directions. Very similar to the people who keep 2.5 days or 1.5 days. So he was svukim isafkale, probably 2.5 days. So he was svukim isafkale, and he did both l'chumra. Okay, so we have a shita of Rav that's nolda b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. By the way, we paskin like this shita, because that's what we saw on the top of the Yomud, that we paskin like Rav by Yom Tosh, in all cases, but in the three cases that we have the machlokas. Amar b'zeh, kavasa the Rav asked, mistabra, the idna yedina mikavad the yachka. He says, really, the truth is, it makes sense to follow the shita Rav Asi, because we know the Rosh Chodesh, the Kavdina Trey Yoma, and we still make do 2 days. In other words, we're doing 2 days the Chumrah, but we're being Choshish for that shita, but we know that there's also, that's real, the Ikr day is the first day. Amar Abaye, Kavasi the Rav Mistabra, but Abaye, and Abaye says, no, it makes sense, like the shita of Rav, the shita of Rav that says that there's Shtei Kedushas, the Snan. We know from the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah that when they wanted to share the news that they're Mekadesh to Chodesh, so then they used to use torches to go from one hilltop to the next to spread throughout Eretz Yisrael. But what happened? The Kusims made our lives difficult. Mishakilkula Kusim, so they started sending off false fires. Iskinushu Shluchin Yotzin, they would send out the Shluchin. V'ilu Batul Kusim, Avdina Trey Yom. V'hecha Dematu Shluchin, Avdina Chad Yom. So where the shluchim reached, all you needed to do is 1 day, because you know which day is the real Yom Tov. So therefore, the Gemara says, what Rav said makes sense, that we really believe that the Ikar Yom Tov is the first day, and the second day is only an added suffix. Says the Gemara, V'hash the yadina l'kiva diyarcha, my time avdina trey yomni. So now things are even clearer today. Today, it's not a case of where the shluchim could get there to the right place. And then where the shluchim get to the right place, it's 1 day. Where the shluchim don't reach, it's 2 days. That's what Gemara suggested. No, today we have a calendar. If we have a calendar, so why do we do 2 days? It says Gemara, Mishulten, the shofel mitam, was sent out, Hizaru, b'minig avaseichem, b'yadeichem, zimnin, the gozra, amalchus, gzera, v'asal, kulkule. That even though you have a calendar, that we're afraid that there was going to be gzeras hamalchus, and even if there are shluchim that are going to reach you, there's gzeras hamalchus for asal kulkule, and therefore we keep 2 days entirely. So therefore, the halacha is that one needs to keep 2 days. Itmar shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. How do you look at 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Rav Shmuel Darmit Havayel Nolda Bezel Sur Bezel. The Snan Berishayin Ha'imik, and now the Gemara brings a complicated raya in regards to this, so this will pick up Mirza Hashem for tomorrow. But we see that on this, we also paskin like Rav, Nolda Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. So we had three machlokias with Rav, one with his machlokias with Rav Yochanan, Shabbos V'yomtif. So we paskin like Rav, Nolda Bezeh, Surah Bezeh. Then we had Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golias. So there, even though the halacha is that we need to keep 2 days, because of Shochel Mitam Yisrael B'Negav V'Seichem, but we really look at them as really being two separate Kedushas, because ultimately we really know that the first one is the real Yom Tov, and therefore the Halach would be that it's going to be Muteres. And then what we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow is that Rosh Hashanah, which is considered Kedusha Achas, and therefore the Beitza is going to be Asur. That's the third Machlokes, correct.